Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze. This is Joy 94.9.
Matt, I love that song. I've always loved a bit of Chrissy Amphlett, but the thing is, there's a lyric in there which is, when I think about you, it's right before touching oneself. And now, are we allowed to ask, when who do you think about, Matt?
Well, going back to the first song choice tonight, guys.
Oh, gosh. You'll be hearing from my lawyer.
All right, Doug. You're with us tonight. There must be a reason. You got something on your chest you want to get off.
Well, I mean, coming onto this program, I'm known for being the angry gay man that I am, and I don't really want to take up a huge amount of time except to say that, now, a little like you, Matt, there are aspects of this lockdown which have been very upsetting, and I am lonely in lust, Matt. Oh. Lonely in lust. I am suffering in solitude, and I'm silly with celibacy. I am more tormented than the Victorian Premier in the right-wing media.
I think I know what this is about, AGM. Are you feeling a little needy?
Needy? I have got more needs than Baker's Delight, Matt, and I find myself...
Right.
In a bit of a situation, and I have created a monster.
Another one?
Yes, Helen, yes. I do believe that I am now more happy than ever to spend the rest of my days taking full advantage of a certain hub of porn, seemingly endless offers of premium access. Now, however, even before... Before this special access had begun, not once had my increasingly obscure searches not stumbled upon the pot of Jack.
Oh dear. I don't like where this is going, but okay.
Now, is it me, or are there no limits to what is actually out there, or have these people adopted some kind of made-to-order business model?
I'm kind of waiting for the problem here, AGM. What's going on?
Don't you understand? This is all very good and well cooped up at home alone, but what happens now? Because my eyes have been stained, my tastes have been assaulted, and when I say my horizons have been expanded, I now mean that loosely. What if after all of this time in isolation, I'm unable to find the equally tarnished and visually polluted? My proclivities have been stretched.
Ouch, that sounds painful.
Helen, I have spoilt myself for choice so much that I'm now worried that any kind of return will be nothing that remotely resembles normal.
Okay, so let me get this right. So you're saying that in your isolation over the last couple of months, you've basically turned yourself into a bit of a perverted old thing, right?
But my only hope here is that everybody else is now as polluted and as stained as I am, that they're going to basically... But what kind of a world are we going to re-enter where everybody's searching for something really kind of, well, tasteless?
Yes, I mean, it has got a bit bizarre. I would warrant a guess that everybody's going to be in the same situation. I think you're going to find like-minded people out there.
Absolutely. I'm very upset by the whole situation, to be honest with you. I don't know how I'm going to come out of this at all well.
Oh, please don't do it while we're on the air, dog. Goodbye.
Adieu.